Dry weather is expected to persist through tomorrow evening, but showers and storms returning to the forecast late Saturday, off and on through Monday. A rain-free Friday, most of Saturday is anticipated, providing an ideal opportunity to complete your yard work before the next batch of rain arrives late Saturday and continues intermittently until late Monday. High-pressure system, though, will continue to dominate our weather through Saturday afternoon with temperatures warming into the mid-90s. We hit 97 yesterday at DFW. That's the hottest day so far this year, believe it or not. Still haven't hit 100. Some areas, though, may reach the upper 90s today and tomorrow, depending on the amount of rainfall received over the past week. It's all about soil moisture. South winds will pick up today, gusting to 30. That'll be nice, making outdoor work more comfortable in the shade. This weekend, a cold front will be tracked as it moves into the panhandle, rather, and slowly settles along the Red River Valley by late Sunday. Unfortunately, the associated threat will not impact our area, at least the cooler air, but it will be cooler because of the showers and thunderstorms that will be produced on Saturday late and then also into Sunday, especially weakening, though, as they move in on Sunday morning. Daytime heating, leftover boundaries, and a stalling cold front to our north will produce more scattered showers and storms late Sunday and even scattered into Monday afternoon and evening. It appears our best chance of area-wide rain across North Texas will be on Sunday. Highs will likely hold into the 80s due to the cloud cover and rain in the area. Areas that have received significant rainfall over the past few days across the Dallas and Fort Worth will need to monitor the situation closely as these locations have the highest flooding potential. Isolated storms are possible during peak heating hours on Monday, highs reaching the low to mid-90s, and after that, dry conditions are expected to return next Tuesday through Thursday as high pressure in the upper levels builds back across the area. Highs will reach the mid and maybe some upper 90s by the end of next week, but heat index values will be well over 100, maybe dealing with heat advisories by the following weekend. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the KRLD Weather Center.